Psychology is the key. You may base your trades on fundamental or technical analysis. You may trade because of hunches about economic or political trends, use inside information, or simply hope. Remember how you felt the last time you placed an order? Were you anxious to jump in or afraid of losing? Did you procrastinate before picking up the phone? When you closed out a trade, did you feel elated or humiliated? The feelings of thousands of traders merge into huge psychological tides that move the markets. The majority of traders spend most of their time looking for good trades. Once they enter a trade, they lose control and either squirm from pain or grin from pleasure. They ride an emotional roller coaster and miss the essential element of winning, the management of their emotions. Their inability to manage themselves leads to poor money management of their accounts. If your mind is not in gear with the markets, or if you ignore changes in mass psychology of crowds, then you have no chance of making money trading. All winning professionals know the enormous importance of psychology in trading. All losing amateurs ignore it. Friends and clients who know that I am a psychiatrist often ask me whether this helps me as a trader. Good psychiatry and good trading have one important principle in common. Both focus on reality, on seeing the world the way it is. To live a healthy life, you have to live with your eyes open. To be a good trader, you need to trade with your eyes open, recognize real trends and turns, and not waste time or energy on regrets and wishful thinking. Why do most traders lose and wash out of the markets? Emotional and thoughtless trading are two reasons, but there is another. Markets are actually set up so that most traders must lose money. The trading industry kills traders with commissions and slippage. Most amateurs cannot believe this, just as medieval peasants could not believe that tiny invisible germs could kill them. If you ignore slippage and deal with a broker who charges high commissions, you are acting like a peasant who drinks from a communal pool during a cholera epidemic. You pay commissions for entering and exiting trades. Slippage is the difference between the price at which you place your order and the price at which it gets filled. When you place a limit order, it is filled at your price or not at all. When you feel eager to enter or exit the market and give a market order, it is often filled at a worse price than prevailed when you placed it. The trading industry keeps draining huge amounts of money from the markets. Exchanges, regulators, brokers, and advisors live off the markets while generations of traders keep washing out. Markets need a fresh supply of losers, just as builders of the ancient pyramids of Egypt needed a fresh supply of slaves. Losers bring money into the markets, which is necessary for the prosperity of the trading industry. Brokers, exchanges, and advisors run marketing campaigns to attract more losers to the markets. Some mention that futures trading is a zero-sum game. They count on the fact that most people feel smarter than average and expect to win in a zero-sum game. Winners in a zero-sum game make as much as losers lose. If you and I bet $10 on the direction of the next 100-point move in the Dow, one of us will collect $10 and the other will lose $10. The person who is smarter should win this game over a period of time. People buy the trading industry's propaganda about the zero-sum game, take the bait, and open trading accounts. They do not realize that trading is a minus-sum game. Winners receive less than what losers lose because the industry drains money from the market. For example, roulette in a casino is a minus-sum game because the casino sweeps away 3% to 6% of all bets. This makes roulette unwinnable in the long run. You and I can get into a minus-sum game if we make the same $10 bet on the next 100-point move in the Dow, but deal through brokers. When we settle,